You have the definition. You have the mechanism. You have Gadamer, Humboldt, Bruford, Alves, Goethe, printed, read, annotated, and still the paper has not appeared. That gap is not a knowledge problem. It is an architecture problem. Good notes are not a paper. A paper is an ordered sequence of moves, each one doing a specific argumentative job. The moment you understand what job each section performs, the draft becomes possible. That is what this lecture is for. Now, here is the problem your paper must solve. Bildung is invoked constantly in educational writing, beautifully, earnestly, and often without precision. It floats, it gestures, it rarely explains how formation actually happens. Your paper's contribution is to fix that. Not by adding more praise for Bildung, but by defining it accurately and showing the mechanism by which learning becomes formation. The key idea is this. Information and formation are not the same thing. Knowledge becomes educationally significant only when it changes a person's capacities for perception, judgment, and action. That distinction is your paper's engine. Every strong paper has a governing question. Here is one ready for your draft. How can Bildung be understood as an optimistic process of whole person formation, and by what formative movement does learning become transformed judgment? That question does two things at once. It names the what, whole person formation, and demands the how, the formative movement. Your provisional thesis answers both. Bildung is a hopeful process of whole person formation in which meaningful encounters with knowledge, culture, tradition, difficulty, and dialogue are attended to, interpreted, struggled with, practiced, and internalized until they become capacities for perception, judgment, vocation, and responsible participation. Treat that as a working draft, Evan, not final scripture. The key terms, hopeful, whole person, capacities, should stay adjustable as the argument develops. Think of the paper as seven moves in sequence. Introduction, which creates the tension. Definition, which names what Bildung actually is. Source grounding, which locates the claim historically. Mechanism, which explains how formation works. Example, which shows it in action. Objection, which tests the argument. Conclusion, which returns to the stakes. Each move has one job. None of them repeat the job of another. Now the order matters. You cannot place the mechanism before the definition because the reader needs to know what is being formed before they can follow how it forms. Architecture is not decoration. It is argument made visible. Your introduction should open with the problem of information without formation. Not a dictionary entry, not a history lesson. A problem the reader feels. Something like, we live in an era of extraordinary access to knowledge, yet access alone does not form a person. That tension creates the need for your paper. Then the definition section does precise work. For example, a strong definition paragraph distinguishes Bildung from five reductions: instruction, credentialing, self-optimization, elite polish, and the idea that a person must earn human worth through achievement. After clearing those away, you name the positive content, whole person formation, self-cultivation, the development of moral, intellectual, interpretive, and practical powers, and the person's active relation to the world. The source grounding section assigns each thinker a distinct role. Gadamer carries self-education, dialogue, tradition, and the fusion of horizons. Bruford provides historical and cultural depth in the German self-cultivation tradition. Alves brings historical meaning and social tension. Humboldt grounds claims about freedom, individuality, and the harmonious development of powers. Goethe supplies the organic, metamorphic image, formation as transformation, not assembly. Aristotle's concept of hexis appears briefly as an analogy for stable formed capacity, nothing more. The key idea here is restraint. Do not use every source to make the same general point. Give each one a lane. That is what makes the source section feel like argument rather than bibliography. The mechanism section is the paper's spine. You can write it as one dense paragraph or expand it into three. If three, here is the architecture. Paragraph A covers encounter, attention, and interpretation. the moment something is met, held, and made meaningful. Paragraph B covers struggle and practice, the friction that exposes limits, and the repetition that converts insight into enacted ability. Paragraph C covers internalization and transformed judgment, the shift where external material becomes stable capacity, where vocabulary becomes perception and discipline becomes readiness. Each paragraph makes one claim, uses sources as support, and ends with a transition. Remember, call it a recurring formative movement, not a pipeline. The seven steps are not a checklist, they are a rhythm. Your extended example is already in your hands. Think of your own paper process, printing the Gadamer, the Alves, the Bruford, the Humboldt, reading slowly, typing notes, wrestling with whether Bildung is elitist, whether it assigns worth through achievement, whether tradition can be trusted, then assigning source roles, then drafting clearer sentences. That process is Bildung in motion. Encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transform judgment, all of it visible in one research arc. The key is to use that example to serve the argument, not to narrate your experience. One or two precise sentences showing the mechanism at work, not memoir. Evidence. The critique section answers three objections. First, Bildung can become elitist and class-coded. Second, it can dissolve into vague self-improvement or productivity language. Third, it can become a system where achievement determines human worth. Your definition and mechanism answer all three. Genuine Bildung is relational, dialogical, historically cautious, and grounded in dignity and capacity rather than status. A transition sentence might read, "These objections are serious, and the account offered here must answer them directly." Then the conclusion does not repeat the introduction, it returns to the stakes. Bildung matters because it explains how learning becomes capacity, how people become more able to see, judge, act, and participate responsibly. Here is your practical outline, Evan. Section 1, the problem of formation. Section 2, defining Bildung. Section 3, sources and historical grounding. Section 4, the formative movement. Section 5, from encounter to judgment. Section 6, objections, elitism, self-optimization, and worth. Section 7, conclusion, learning become capacity. Now the writing task. Write one sentence for each section, just one, then refine the thesis. Then draft the mechanism section first, one strong paragraph before anything else. Stop there. Do not revise the introduction yet. Do not reorganize the sources yet. One section map, one thesis, one mechanism paragraph. That is the next move. The paper has enough material. The next task is giving it form. The architecture carries itself through this chain. Definition, then source roles, then the seven-step mechanism, then the example, then the critique, then the conclusion. Each move earns the next. And the spine of all of it, the sentence you can return to whenever the draft loses direction, is this: encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transformed judgment. Now, here is paper-ready prose you can adapt directly. For the definition paragraph, try something like this. Bildung is not instruction. It is not credentialing, self-optimization, or the acquisition of elite polish. It is not a system in which a person earns human worth through achievement. Bildung is whole person formation, the self-cultivation that occurs when meaningful encounters with knowledge, culture, tradition, difficulty, and dialogue are genuinely attended to, interpreted, and worked through until they become stable capacities, perception, judgment, vocation, and responsible participation in the world. That paragraph does two things at once. It clears the ground and then plants something. The negative moves are not throat clearing, they are load bearing. For the mechanism paragraph, the key is to resist the word pipeline. Try this instead. Bildung moves through a recurring formative movement rather than a fixed sequence. A person encounters something that exceeds their present capacities. A text, a tradition, a difficulty, a question. They attend to it. They interpret it in dialogue with sources and prior understanding. They struggle where their limits are exposed. They practice reading, writing, revising, questioning, until insight becomes enacted ability. Then something shifts. The external becomes internal. Vocabulary becomes perception. Discipline becomes readiness. And judgment is transformed. The person sees more clearly, decides more wisely, acts more responsibly. That is the movement. Encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transformed judgment. The key idea for moving into the critique section is this. Do not apologize for the objections. Name them with full force. A transition sentence might read, "The account offered here is optimistic, and optimism invites suspicion." Three objections deserve direct answers. Bildung has historically served elitist and class-coded purposes. It can dissolve into vague self-improvement or productivity language. And it can become a system where achievement determines human worth. Now, remember, your definition and mechanism already answer all three. Genuine Bildung is relational. It is dialogical. It is historically cautious. It is grounded in dignity and capacity, not status. The critique section does not weaken the argument. It completes it. Think of how to use your own research process as evidence. For example, you printed the Gadamer, the Alves, the Bruford, the Humboldt. You read slowly. You typed notes. You wrestled with whether Bildung is elitist, whether it assigns worth through achievement, whether tradition can be trusted. Then you assigned source roles. Then you drafted clearer sentences. That arc, from encounter to transformed judgment, is the mechanism made visible. Two precise sentences in the paper can carry all of that, not memoir, evidence. The example serves the argument. It shows the mechanism working in a real research situation without making the paper about you. The conclusion should not restate the thesis. That means it should not repeat what the introduction promised or what the definition delivered. Instead, return to the stakes. Bildung matters because it explains how learning becomes capacity, not information stored, capacity formed. People become more able to see, to judge, to act, and to participate responsibly in the world. That is the claim worth ending on. The paper does not argue that Bildung is a nice idea. It argues that Bildung explains something real about how formation works, and that this explanation matters for how we think about education, knowledge, and human development. The takeaway is this. The paper has enough material. The next move is not more research. It is form. Write one sentence for each of the seven sections. Refine the thesis. Then draft the mechanism paragraph first, one strong paragraph before anything else. Stop there. Do not revise the introduction yet. Do not reorganize the sources yet. One section map, one thesis, one mechanism paragraph. That is the finite task, and the spine that holds all of it. The sentence to return to whenever the draft loses direction is this. Encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transformed judgment. Now, the mechanism paragraph you just heard is not a summary. It is an argument. It claims that formation moves through a recurring sequence, not a rigid pipeline, but a recognizable rhythm. That distinction matters. The word pipeline suggests automation. The word rhythm suggests something that requires a person. Bildung requires a person. Each time you return to that paragraph in revision, ask one question. Does every sentence do formative work, or is it just describing? Description is not argument. Argument shows how one step makes the next possible. Think of how your own research process works as evidence here, Evan. You printed the Gadamer, the Alves, the Bruford, the Humboldt. You read slowly. You typed notes. You wrestled with whether Bildung is elitist, whether tradition can be trusted, whether worth gets assigned through achievement. Then you assigned source roles. Then you drafted clearer sentences. That arc, from encounter to transformed judgment, is the mechanism made visible in a real situation. Two precise sentences in the paper can carry all of that, not memoir, evidence. The example serves the argument. It shows the mechanism working without making the paper about you. The key idea for entering the critique section is this. Do not soften the objections. Name them with full force. A transition sentence might read, The account offered here is optimistic, and optimism invites suspicion. Three objections deserve direct answers. Building has historically served elitist and class-coded purposes. It can dissolve into vague self-improvement or productivity language, and it can become a system where achievement determines human worth. Remember, your definition and mechanism already answer all three. Genuine Bildung is relational, dialogical, historically cautious, grounded in dignity and capacity, not status. The critique section does not weaken the argument, it completes it. The conclusion should not restate the thesis. That means it should not repeat what the introduction promised or what the definition delivered. Instead, return to the stakes. Building matters because it explains how learning becomes capacity, not information stored, capacity formed. People become more able to see, to judge, to act, and to participate responsibly. That is the claim worth ending on. The paper does not argue that building is a nice idea. It argues that building explains something real about how formation works, and that this explanation matters for how we think about education, knowledge, and human development. Here is your practical outline. Section 1, the problem of formation. Section 2, defining Bildung. Section 3, sources and historical grounding. Section 4, the formative movement. Section 5, from encounter to judgment. Section 6, objections, elitism, self-optimization, and worth. Section 7, conclusion, learning become capacity. 7 headings, 7 jobs, each one earns the next. Now the writing task, write one sentence for each section, just one, then refine the thesis, then draft the mechanism section first, one strong paragraph before anything else. Stop there. Do not revise the introduction yet. Do not reorganize the sources yet. One section map, one thesis, one mechanism paragraph. That is the next move, Evan. Keep the task finite. Exhaustion is not a writing strategy. Completion of one paragraph is. The paper has enough material. The next task is giving it form. The architecture carries itself through this chain. Definition, then source roles, then the 7-step mechanism, then the example, then the critique, then the conclusion. Each move earns the next. And the spine of all of it, the sentence to return to whenever the draft loses direction, is this. Encounter. Attention. Interpretation. Struggle. Practice. Internalization. Transformed judgment. That is what the paper is built on. That is what holds. Now, the key idea for entering the critique section is this. Do not soften the objections. Name them at full strength. A transition sentence might read, "The account offered here is optimistic, and optimism invites suspicion." 3 objections deserve direct answers. Bildung has historically served elitist and class-coded purposes. It can dissolve into vague self-improvement or productivity language. And it can become a system where achievement determines human worth. Remember, your definition and mechanism already answer all three. Genuine Bildung is relational, dialogical, historically cautious, grounded in dignity and capacity, not status. The elitism objection fails because Bildung, properly understood, is not a possession of the cultivated class. It is a process available wherever meaningful encounter occurs. The productivity objection fails because the mechanism ends in transformed judgment, not measurable output. The worth objection fails because the definition never ties formation to earned standing. Capacity is not a credential. The critique section does not weaken the paper, it completes it. Think of it this way. A definition that cannot survive objection is not a definition, it is a preference. When you answer elitism, self-optimization, and worth directly, you show that Bildung is not a vague aspiration. It is a precise, historically grounded, relational account of how formation works. That precision is the paper's contribution. The conclusion should not restate the thesis. Return to the stakes instead. Bildung matters because it explains how learning becomes capacity, not information stored, capacity formed. People become more able to see, to judge, to act, and to participate responsibly. That is the claim worth ending on. The paper does not argue that Bildung is a nice idea. It argues that Bildung explains something real about how formation works, and that this explanation matters for how we think about education, knowledge, and human development. Here is your practical outline, Evan. Section 1, the problem of formation. Section 2, defining Bildung. Section 3, sources and historical grounding. Section 4, the formative movement. Section 5, from encounter to judgment. Section 6, objections, elitism, self-optimization, and worth. Section 7, conclusion, learning become capacity. 7 headings, 7 jobs. Each one earns the next. That is the architecture, not a list of topics, a sequence of argumentative moves. Now the writing task. Write one sentence for each section, just one. Then refine the thesis. Then draft the mechanism section first, one strong paragraph, before anything else. Stop there. Do not revise the introduction yet. Do not reorganize the sources yet. One section map, one thesis, one mechanism paragraph. That is the next move. Keep the task finite. Exhaustion is not a writing strategy. Completion of one paragraph is. The paper has enough material. The next task is giving it form. The architecture carries itself through this chain. Definition, then source roles, then the 7-step mechanism, then the example, then the critique, then the conclusion. Each move earns the next. And the spine of all of it. The sentence to return to whenever the draft loses direction is this. Encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transformed judgment. That is what the paper is built on. That is what holds. The critique section has one job. Name the objections at full strength, then answer them with precision. Do not soften them. A transition sentence might read, "The account offered here is optimistic, and optimism invites suspicion." 3 objections deserve direct answers. First, Bildung has historically served elitist and class-coded purposes. Second, it can dissolve into vague self-improvement or productivity language. Third, it can become a system where achievement determines human worth. Name all 3, then answer all 3. Now, the key idea is that your definition and mechanism already answer each objection. The elitism objection fails because Bildung, properly understood, is not a possession of the cultivated class. It is a process available wherever meaningful encounter occurs. The productivity objection fails because the mechanism ends in transformed judgment, not measurable output. The worth objection fails because the definition never ties formation to earned standing. Capacity is not a credential. Genuine Bildung is relational, dialogical, historically cautious, grounded in dignity, not status. Think of it this way. A definition that cannot survive objection is not a definition. It is a preference. When you answer elitism, self-optimization, and worth directly, you show that Bildung is not a vague aspiration. It is a precise, historically grounded, relational account of how formation works. That precision is the paper's contribution. The critique section does not weaken the argument, Evan. It completes it. The conclusion should not restate the thesis. Return to the stakes instead. Bildung matters because it explains how learning becomes capacity, not information stored. Capacity formed. People become more able to see, to judge, to act, and to participate responsibly. That is the claim worth ending on. The paper does not argue that Bildung is a nice idea. It argues that Bildung explains something real about how formation works, and that this explanation matters for how we think about education, knowledge, and human development. Here is your practical outline. Section 1, the problem of formation. Section 2, defining Bildung. Section 3, sources and historical grounding. Section 4, the formative movement. Section 5, from encounter to judgment. Section 6, objections, elitism, self-optimization, and worth. Section 7, conclusion, learning become capacity. 7 headings, 7 jobs, each one earns the next. That is the architecture, not a list of topics, a sequence of argumentative moves. Now the writing task. Write one sentence for each section, just one, then refine the thesis. Then draft the mechanism section first, one strong paragraph before anything else. Stop there. Do not revise the introduction yet. Do not reorganize the sources yet. One section map, one thesis, one mechanism paragraph. That is the next move. Keep the task finite. Exhaustion is not a writing strategy. Completion of one paragraph is. For example, think of the mechanism paragraph as a single, load-bearing beam. Get that beam in place. Everything else can follow. The paper has enough material. The next task is giving it form. The architecture carries itself through this chain: definition, then source roles, then the seven-step mechanism, then the example, then the critique, then the conclusion. Each move earns the next. And the spine of all of it, the sentence to return to whenever the draft loses direction, is this: encounter, attention, interpretation, struggle, practice, internalization, transformed judgment. That is what the paper is built on, Evan. That is what holds.